Welcome to the Pulse Podcast, living abundantly, wholeheartedly. I'm your host, Matthew Rattan. Since a pulse doesn't mean you're alive, this podcast is about the vitality of firm faith, pursuing personal integrity, and consistently keeping the main thing, in practical ways, day by day. Here we are at a new year. It's a time when many people look over the next 12 months and resolve to make some changes. In this short podcast, I'd like to share two tips for more personal peace for a new year. Unless you're a glutton for punishment, you probably like the idea of peace, not just out there generally, but in your own life personally. The first tip is very practical. The second is, well, I'll explain it when I get there. First, leave your phone. Most of us have smartphones. They are incredibly powerful. In fact, the average iPhone in your pocket has 100,000 times more processing power than the computer that sent the first Apollo spacecraft to the moon. Your phone is also highly addictive. The dinging and the donging are designed to keep sucking you back in. Chemical reactions occur in your brain. And this isn't even to mention the dizzying and distracting effect of social media and YouTube. We increasingly have our phones with us all the time. To a degree, I understand this. You can pay for things with your phone. It gives you directions to your friend's house. Plus, so-and-so might need to get a hold of you in an emergency. In general, however, what if we didn't have our phones on us all the time? I encourage you to try this. When you go into the grocery store, leave it in the car. When you're sitting down to dinner, leave it in the other room. At bedtime, turn it off. I'm increasingly convinced, along with scores of researchers, that there is a direct relationship between our phones and our frazzled minds. I've spoken with several people who have somehow scaled back their smartphone dependency. They say it was a good decision. Always. In contrast, I've never spoken to a single person who says their life has improved because they are increasingly consumed by their screen and by expanding their digital diet with countless hours of videos and posts. Oh, and feel free to turn off dings and notifications for non-urgent messages and apps. They're like darts of distraction. I'm not suggesting you throw your phone out. I'm suggesting you cut the umbilical cord. Second, put your goals in front of your eyes. This is about knowing your big picture goals in life, so obviously you first need to identify what they are. After you've done that, put them where you can see them on a daily basis. Perhaps this is beside your desk, on the home screen of your phone, or on your fridge. When you physically see these big picture goals, you will be reminded about them. When you are consistently reminded about them, you are more likely to ensure that your day-to-day choices reflect those big-picture priorities. I've done this myself. I won't get into what's on my list, but I will tell you that Jesus occupies the number one position. I also glued this list into the cover of my Bible. But how does this help you achieve more personal peace? I think that many people live with a certain amount of inner turmoil, a slow-moving and existential dizziness. It's hard to name, but it's there. They aren't sure if they are living by the right priorities. They know that certain things are important in life, but are somewhat unconvinced that those priorities are finding expression in their day-to-day life. Am I wasting my time? Am I supposed to be doing something else? Will I look back on my life from my own deathbed and wonder why I made such poor choices? Well, those are big questions with many different facets. But I think you'll experience more baseline frazzlement, A, if you haven't identified your big-picture goals in life, and B, if you don't keep them in front of your eyes to ensure that your day-to-day life increasingly reflects those priorities. Priorities prevail when rooted in routine. A simple list that you see on a daily basis helps you accomplish just that, and you'll start to experience greater peace of mind as a result. A lot of people are busy. You're busy, I'm busy, we're all busy. If I only had more time, we exclaim. If I only had less to do, we lament. Trust me, I get it. But as life marches forward, I'm increasingly convinced that we don't need more time or less tasks, but clearer priorities. So, put up a list. To summarize, tip number one is about leaving your phone. I'm not suggesting you throw it out, but that you cut the umbilical cord. Tip number two is about putting your big picture goals in front of your eyes on a daily basis. This will encourage you to set your compass in the right direction today, then tomorrow, then the day after that. Proverbs 4:23 is one of my favorites. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. End quote. May we do so for the glory of God and for greater personal peace as we enter a new year. Thanks for listening to the Pulse Podcast. I invite you to subscribe or maybe even leave a review on your favorite podcasting app. It helps spread the word. You can also sign up for the Up Daily Devotional that I write at theupdevo.com. Let's live abundantly, wholeheartedly.